This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We sometimes experience a disconnect between what's happening and what we're being told is happening. And that happened this week. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before Congress about alarming slowdowns in mail service and stories of sorting machines ripped out across America. DeJoy said that the USPS would stop removing letter sorting machines until after the election. And yet, a short Twitter video outside a West Michigan mail sorting facility has gone viral, suggesting that some damage has already been done. Wood TV reporter Heather Walker went to the postal facility and recorded large pieces of letter sorting machinery sitting in a scrap heap, waiting for the dumpster. She joins us now. Heather Walker, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
How did you hear that something was going on with the mail sorters in town? Did you just go down there and to see what you could see?
We actually received a tip to our investigative unit. We call it Target 8. And the tip was from a viewer that said a mail sorting machine was being disassembled, being taken apart as they were writing the email. And so we instantly went down there to the downtown post office location and started talking to people, started, you know, good journalism.
Right.
And with some good journalism work, we learned that there was indeed activity happening.
Will you tell us what you saw?
So at the downtown location, there was nothing that we physically could see. The work was happening behind closed doors where we could not get to it. We were hoping that we would get some internal video or pictures, but for whatever reason, the person who promised to send something did not. However, we did get the information from good internal sources. Now, at a separate location, which we also received a tip about this, it's a mail sorting station that's located near the Gerald R. Ford Airport, our airport here in Metro Grand Rapids. We found a number of parking lot spots, 4 or 5 spots filled with large pieces of mail sorting equipment. And you could tell by the wires that they had been ripped from wherever they were plugged into. In addition to that, there was a dumpster that, according to workers in the area, had been filled 3 times starting last week with parts and pieces of mail sorting machines. And we took the images that we found because we wanted to make 100% sure that these were indeed mail sorting machines and pieces. We took them to the union and they did confirm that that's indeed what we were looking at. And there are a number of different pieces and mail sorting machines. We did learn that the pieces of the mail sorting machines that were at the location near the airport are for flat packages. So not mail. So it wouldn't be for the ballots, but it would be for other mail that you would receive at your home.
Understandably, any kind of large scale dismantling of that time seems like of that kind seems like it would have an effect on the overall flow of mail.
Well, the union's very concerned. Employees are very concerned. I spoke to multiple employees that have been with the post office for more than 25 years, and they don't understand what's going on. They don't understand why these machines are being taken apart. They don't understand why the process is being slowed down, and then they tell me that it's making their job harder. The union, though, also telling us that the workers are doing everything that they can to ensure that the mail gets out in time. They're trying to work harder to ensure that people get their packages and their pieces of mail.
Do you know if there was a plan in place to replace these machines? Is it possible that it was part of a regular turnover of equipment?
Well, that's the problem, is that we don't know the answer to that question, and we don't know the answer to many questions. Why this is happening, what the plan is, will they be replaced, why were they removed? We actually went to our local postmaster here in the Grand Rapids area, and we were turned away. We were told to speak to the spokesperson. We've reached out to them as well. They've respectfully declined interviews. They've declined to answer any additional questions. And we've also received nothing from the Postmaster General. So, of course, the hearing will begin where the Postmaster General will be asked these questions. And we hope that we may find some more answers then.
So Postmaster Louis DeJoy spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this week. And he told her at the time that the plan to make changes in USPS infrastructure was not going to proceed forward and that any changes were going to happen after the election. You're saying that you haven't been able to confirm whether the equipment that you saw, that they didn't have any comment on whether it was part of an official turnover of equipment.
Well, I was told that all the equipment that I saw that had been removed and that was being removed at our downtown location was in response to the direct order from the Postmaster General, that all of the orders were coming from that level and nothing was coming from our local level.
Heather, have you heard anything in your reporting about how the dismantling of these machines is affecting mail distribution in Grand Rapids?
We don't know for sure right now. I know other places they've reported slowdowns in receiving mail. And I don't know if that's because our postal workers are working extra hard in order to ensure that doesn't happen. But the union says the real effects of the dismantlement of these pieces, which has only recently happened, are yet to be seen.
Heather Walker with Wood TV in Grand Rapids. Heather, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you.